Texas native Gina Chavez did not come to music early on. When she was 18, she went to a country blues show in Austin to hear singer Tony Price. It was after that she decided she wanted to learn how to play guitar. So she turned to her dad.
You know, I said, hey, Dad, don't you have a guitar in the closet? Pulls it out. And turns out it's a 1954 Martin, which people who know things about guitars are, you know, they start drooling all over themselves.
A year later, she started writing her own songs.
I was actually a little too lazy to learn other people's songs, so I started writing my own.
Now at age 31, Chavez has released her sophomore album. It's called Uprooted. It's a tribute to her Latin roots.
It is a bilingual album, and that was intentional. And I think it allows people to kind of come along with me for the journey instead of going to a concert where they understand nothing of what's being sung, you know, and so on some level, your body can get into it and then your mind and your heart can also get into it because of the lyrics. But it also is very much about my own personal roots as a Latina and connecting with those roots. My The song we're hearing right now is called Maíz. In English, it means corn. I wrote the song Maíz after meeting somebody, actually, whose home had been uprooted because they were Mexican corn farmers. And when the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement was passed in 1994, one of the effects was that North American corn farmers, because we subsidize our farmers, we were able to undersell and undercut Mexican corn farmers. And I guess, you know, that it just completely, it infuriated me. You know, so the song was born out of that anger, and at the same time it ended up turning into more of a lament, for sure, but ultimately it's this song about hope. The instrument you're hearing right now is called a charango, and I actually had it made for me in El Salvador. It's a 10-stringed ukulele-like instrument. They traditionally make them out of the backs of armadillos, so it has a rounded back. Mine is actually made out of wood. When I had it made for me, there's a guy named Oscar who's been making charangos for about 30 years in El Salvador, and he actually asked me, he said, ¿Quieres de cuzuco o de madera? He said, do you want it out of an armadillo or out of wood? And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go with the wood. One of my other favorite songs on the album is called Save Me, because I get to play mouth trumpet on this song.
Save me a place, not an inch away, not a
It's really just an upbeat party love song, kind of exploring another part of my heart. I started writing this song when I was in El Salvador, and I was fortunate enough to go to El Salvador with my beautiful girlfriend Jody, and she actually had to leave because her grandfather was sick, and so I really missed her, and so it was this idea that kind of like, save me one moment more of your time. That's a new thing for me. I don't tend to write a lot of love songs. And this one, I just wanted it to be big. All I know for my home is your heart. All I want, you in my arms. All I need, you to say you'll stay. So the song is, it's a joyful, you know, or hey, don't go to work today. Let's just hang out. Let's just be together.
And save me.
Singer Gina Chavez, her new album is called Uprooted. Say-